one now.
It's not Earth that's in trouble, it's the people that live on it. No, no, Earth will be here long after we've all gone the way of the dodo. It's not Earth that's in trouble, it's the people that live on it. No, no, Earth will be here long after we've all gone the way of the dodo.
Imagine the day when things have actually faded away, but the day I may not be able to pay my way could be today. It's not that I don't care, just that I'm way too caught up breathing air to grieve for the trees and air, or how breathable air is. You go first, I follow suit. Make your mistakes, I copy, mate. I'm right behind you, but don't expect me to ride like it's a race, cause you'll be back there picking scraps while I miss the mug. Do good in round and I've lost my rank and place. I've got to manage my little space.
It's not Earth that's in trouble, it's the people that live on it. No, no, Earth will be here long after.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 14. I am Absolute Deicide.
I'm Warden Clay Cuckolds.
This is the official podcast, the only podcast that matters. It comes out of www.gruntfreepress.com, the hottest place on the web for gaming news.
In gay news.
Well, mostly gay news. It's like half and half. I try to mix it up now. Just half, like, gaping, hairy male assholes and, like, you know, then, like, a little bit of, like, little Mario here and there on the side.
Yep, that's how I was brought up.
Hopping off the, hey, like, the new logo. Is you like the new logo we got?
Oh, wait, there's a new logo. Yeah. Shit, I'm out of the loop.
You know, like Mario, like the classic, he's like hopping off the flagpole, like the top of the flagpole.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like doing that, only it's off a dick.
Oh, I love it. Already. Did you do the art?
No, I outsourced it to some kid in Korea. He's a nice big fan.
Oh, it's probably anime style. I like it even better.
I figure I'd attract more people that way, you know? Get the international crowd going.
Yep. Everyone at IGN will love it. Well, the comment section, at least.
Oh, the little the new podcast. I listen to that all the time. Every, I don't know, there's an episode. Anime Club.
Oh, wow. That sounds fucking... That sounds terrible. That's a real thing, huh? That sucks.
I believe so. I believe so.
Wonder if they put money into it? It's like a big thing?
Probably. I said it's fucking their audience, you know?
Damn. Yeah, I try not to click on anything. I'll just kind of skim through, see if there's anything noteworthy, just fucking carry on.
I know how to play to the crowd.
Yeah. That's what they all do, right?
Should all be locked up in jail, huh?
Yeah. Dude, I'll run that shit. There's blood everywhere. It's just hilarious. There's so many... so many things going on. Can't even concentrate after that.
So how's the prison life going for you?
I like it. I'm going to be honest with you. Prison Architect, I mean, whatever. I'm a pretty cheap indie game or whatever it is.
I was just going to say, it's not one of those faggot indie games, is it?
Well, I guess it kind of is, but I would say it's not faggoty. It's kind of cool. You know, I don't know. I mean, it reminds me a lot of, like, Sim City, like the old ones, kind of, a little bit of that. Little bit of Sims, but not quite as gay, like, at all. Not really, you're not really involved as much with the little characters. Yeah, kind of, you know, like prisoners, like Alex Caldwell right here, who You know, he's got a wife, a daughter, a son.
Oh, what's he in for?
He's 16 years for arson. He's already served 4.7. But yeah, everybody's got a file. You know, you kind of look around, everything's moving. You know, there's guards, like, moving prisoners around. There's blood everywhere because they're fighting all the time. It's fucking, it's just hilarious. You know, I look at the cell and you see guys with shackles. This guy's starving. This guy's injured. This guy's bleeding. Fucking hilarious, dude. So I think it's hilarious.
Accurate representation.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. Oh, very. There's puke on the floor. There's guys that get, like, dope sick. There's fucking... I think it's a cool little game, man. I mean, I didn't buy it, you know, but it's probably cheap, you know. But it's pretty cool. I like it, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I only saw, like I said, I saw, like, a little video of people playing. It looked decent.
Now, did he do, like, the story mode, what you saw? There's, like, a story mode where you kind of like, tutorial, kind of.
So you started building right off the bat, like, you're just going, you know, fucking around.
All right. Yeah, see, that's what I did. I just, there's an option you can click on, like, unlimited money and just, like, an empty map. I just like doing it like that, you know. I'll just start, you know, building this, building that. Seeing if I can keep it going. I'm about $1 million in debt, 64 days in.
Shit.
But
that's the whole point of the game, too, right? Just to make money, like, that's it.
I mean, I guess, yeah. I mean, pretty much. Try to see if I could even it out, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the story or whatever might have something, but I mean, just that mode you're playing is just fuck around. Yeah, like SimCity, pretty much, just make, like, whatever.
Kind of, yeah. I find it a little more enjoyable this way, you know. Like, the story mode was kind of cool, though. There was a whole bunch of, like, little shit, like, you know, you'd find a Polaroid in the shower, you'd click on it, and it'd be, I don't know, just have a little stupid, like, cinema thing. There was one mafia guy or something. There was a little side story. I wasn't really paying attention. I was just, you know, like, the mayor will call you and, you know, sometimes it'll be like, oh, there's, you know, we can't have TVs. You have to take away everybody's TVs or you get fined. You know, little shit like that. I don't know. It's kind of cool. You can literally everything. Like, you can do logistics from which cell, like, eats at which canteen. Fucking, if you want them to work, you know, you can put them to work in certain spots. You could designate certain spots as, like, staff only, or you could put the supermax prisoners over here and you could mix them over there. You could do whatever you want. It's crazy. It's kind of cool, you know. I've never played anything like that, you know, jail wise, you know. Kind of cool idea. It's kind of like you're running Oz, you know.
Is there, like, drama like that between the prisoners? Like, are they, like, fucking, like, you know, this guy hates that guy, and, like, you know what I mean? Like,
I haven't seen that yet, but...
They're, like, carving fucking Nazi symbols into each other's asses and, like, fucking each other and shit?
I haven't seen anyone fucking... There are gangs. You can see, like, with intelligence, like how many, what gang they're with, how many kills they have, fucking how many members are in there. I mean, you have informants, you know, you can put people in solitary and, like, you know, I think turn them into informants and shit. Like, I haven't really done that yet, but it's kind of cool, you know.
Sit down anybody's throat.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, so that's definitely.
In my prison games.
Oh, definitely, dude. Yep, that's funny. Like, they'll try to escape. Like, at first, I've had a lot of escapes because... I kind of didn't realize, dude, they'll just wiggle their way out. I literally had to, like, build a wall a certain way and put a fence around near it, try to build a pathway at the same time. So, you know, to keep the traffic moving, because you can see all the traffic. You know, sometimes if you put a jail door, for instance, like a cop has to open the door to get through. Like, you could put a staff door and anybody can go through. So you got to kind of, like, strategically, you know what I mean? Like, oh, do I want to put a jail door here? You know, do I want to leave a door for the kitchen, for the chefs, instead of having a, you know what I mean? And you just got to, like, plan it all out. It's kind of cool. I'm hooked on it. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it sounds pretty sweet.
Definitely worth it. If you like these kind of games, you know, I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it's just something I might check out if it was slower. It's just fucking, my time's ticking, you know what I mean? I have fucking less than a week before my big game comes out.
Exactly.
Trying to squeeze in some horror games before then.
All right. Yeah, I mean, if you're in the lull, like if you need a game, I'd definitely say check it out. But if you got shit already on the burner, you know.
I'm booked. I'm booked up.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, it's... I'm enjoying it. I'll tell you that. I'm playing right now.
It was a Kickstarter game, wasn't it?
That I don't know. I haven't... All I did was see the words Prison Architect somewhere for talking about it or something. I just saw like a headline and I thought, ooh, you can control a prison. So I went to my favorite internet site where I can download nice games.
You're talking about Steam, right?
Yeah. Yep. Steam. I can buy them. And I mean, I didn't get this one. It was a gift. It was gifted to me through the Steam machine, you know,
our Steam group.
So I'm like, okay, let's try it out. It, you know, downloaded in like literally probably a minute, and I was playing it. And ever since, I haven't stopped, you know. I got psychiatrists, I got chiefs, I got armed dogs, fucking armed guards, not armed dogs, but
Let's get armed dogs.
Yeah. There's like side quests, kind of, I guess you could call them. Like, for instance, you get grants, you know, like this one, prison manufacturing facility. You got to produce 30 license plates. You get 20 grand in advance, and then you get 10,000 for completing it. But it's like a little side mission if you can, you know, produce the 30 license plates, which means you have to build a workshop and you have to put prisoners to work, but you have to teach them how to, you know, work first. It's crazy. There's just so much little details in these things. I love the features on the bottom. You got like shakedown, lockdown, and bang up, you know. So like you could just hit lockdown at any time and just lock the place down and fucking it's awesome. It's just all the, you know, the alarms are going off. And
what was the last one? Beatdown.
There's a shakedown, which is where they check all the cells.
Yeah.
There's lockdown, which just locks everything.
What was the other one?
There's bang up. That sends them all back to their cells, and it makes them angry. And then you've got free fire, which authorizes your armed guards to use lethal force. So sometimes I'll do that during a riot. You know, a riot will break out. Instead of calling the SWAT team, which you can do, I'll just say free fire, you know, just because this mode, you got all the money, so you can just build anything, buy all the guard, like everything you need. Just keep adding, you know, just makes it more fun, you know, not quite as challenging as it could be. You know, you could make it challenging, though. Like, it'd be so tough, you know, to do this without having kind of like a ton of money, you know, you'd really need a lot of patience if you can start from the ground up, you know. I'm not that good. I cheated, if you want to say that. Just find it. Yeah. It's just more enjoyable, you know. You can do everything you want and kind of set it up how you want to. Even, for instance, like a cell. Like, if I build one cell, I have to put a bed in it, have to put a toilet in it, and now you have to connect the plumbing, the toilet utilities, you know, the pipes have to connect to the water main, which has to be powered by the fucking power station, you know.
Infrastructure and shit, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Like, I like that shit. I loved SimCity back in the day. That was one of my favorite games, I think. I don't know why.
Yeah, I never really get into that. I played a little bit, one of them a little bit, fucking back in the day on the fucking computer or whatever, but...
Dude, yeah, it was the greatest thing. They used to have, like, natural disasters, and I might even get that again, dude. I just thought that was the funnest game, just fucking making your own little place and seeing if it grows, you know?
There's that new one out that everyone seems to love, the fucking City
Skylines. Oh, there's a new one.
City Skylines or whatever. I think it's
kind of... Oh, why? Is that good?
Supposed to be. I guess, like, the newest SimCity was supposed to be a piece of shit. And then, like, somebody just made, like, a fucking, like, pretty much a ripoff of SimCity that's supposed to be really good.
Now, it's not out yet, or it is?
No, it's been out for a little while. but I think it's coming to Xbox and shit soon. I know it's on PC now, but people seem to like that.
I'm gonna check Steam right now and see if it's there. I wonder if it'll be on Steam. What's
like
it called?
The one City Skylines. The one I was fucking always into was I love this fucking Tropico. I love those fucking games. Like Tropico.
Yep, Tropico is great. I definitely like Tropico.
So it's kind of the same thing. You're just like building shit or whatever. It's more like, you know, it's more like not really story based, but I mean like fucking like, you know, I like the conditions in that. Like fucking like, you know, the US would fucking send you money, but that fucking like, you know what I mean? They'd get you fucking reputation down with like Russia or whatever. Then like if you fucked up, if you went too long, like they'd invade you and shit. Like it was cool, dude. I don't know. I like fucking those games a lot.
Oh, definitely. I enjoy them more than like the Sid Meier games. Like, you know, those are okay. But
well, isn't SimCity, isn't that Sid Meier?
Oh,
no.
Is it?
No, I'm sorry. That's fucking Will Wright or whatever. Maxis. Yeah, that's shit. All the Sim shit. Sid Meier. Yeah. That's Civilization and all that. Yeah. I never really played those. The only ones, one of those I really liked, it was the fucking the Revolution one on like 360. Like fucking, yeah, Civilization Revolution. It wasn't like really like Civilization. It's fucking like real simple and dumbed down. It was still fun, but it was fucking not nearly as like complex as like the real ones, you know?
Yeah, I might take a look at it, see how it is. Why did this get like good reviews and shit or something?
Yeah,
like,
people seem to love it. I've heard people talk about it for a while anyway. I just fucking. So I'm not like huge into them, so I didn't check it out. But
now, is this more about just the city and not necessarily the like the people, right? Like Sims. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's just building like a city. I mean, you got to deal with the population and all that shit. It's just pretty much like Sim City, exactly. You still got to deal with like, you know, traffic and the fucking population and all that shit. But yeah, it's not like controlling people, you know.
All right, good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good. Like I said, I haven't played it myself, but word on the fucking
word on the internet street.
Yep, the internet street. When I put my ear to the fucking mouse, that's what they're talking about.
Hmm. I might take a look and see how it is. If I can figure it out. Might be one of those pain in the ass ones that I can't figure out.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, with those games, it's like my thing. It's like, yeah, it's cool at first. And you start talking about like fucking like water mains and fucking, you know what I mean? And fucking like that shit and fucking irrigation. And I'm just like, dude, I don't want to deal with this. Like I can again. It's not like fucking almost like with shit. And whatever, that's my golden rule. It's like, fuck, whenever shit starts fucking feeling like a job, I'm all set. Like, I'm fucking done. Like, I fucking don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. See, that's what I like about this game. It's not Prison Architect. It's not that hardcore. It's like, it's kind of like in the middle, you know? It's like, not really hard to figure out. Like, you know, you connect the pipes. Like, it's not too bad. It's not that intricate, you know, in the wires. But it's cool. It's like a good mix of, like, dumb, easy, and fun. You know, I mean, you know, we'll see. You know, not the greatest game in the world, but definitely fucking.
I'm having fun with it.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, there's just so much little stupid things. Like you can go around and just watch anything. You know, you can leave it on regular time, or you can pause it or make it go fast. You know, so when I build shit, I'll speed it up, just kind of watch it. You know. But it's just cool. It's like there's these specific guys like I've been picking on this whole time. It's just cool. You know, they kind of have personality, you know. Like this guy tried to escape, so ever since, you know, I've put him in Supermax and punished him with Solitary, like every single time I see him. So every time I scan through the map, he's in Solitary. It's hilarious.
Make him kill himself.
Yeah, some guys get released. There's like parole hearings. I'm not sure if I can decide on them yet. I thought you could, but... Oh, this guy's urinating. Awesome. But he's not on the toilet. That's cool. And yeah, that's, I guess that's piss. Looks like green piss.
Oh, what are you feeding him? Jesus.
Low quality food. $2 a person cost. You know, you got your guards, you got everything. You can hire them and fire them right on the spot. So if you feel like you're paying too much, gives you a little. I got a tunnel again, dude. They keep trying to get out of this prison. I call it Saskatraz.
Nice. play Claycatraz.
yeah, I could do that too. Yep.
Al Claytraz.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking. It's fun. I think you'd like it. You think it's kind of cool. You'd come up with something fucking funny, you know, and you'd be like, "Oh, that's cool." Like, yeah, oh, I could just make these guys puke on themselves if I just fucking, like, you know, whatever. You know, I put solitary right near the fucking power thing, so if it catches fire, it's gonna kill them. it's great, you know. Yep, these motherfuckers. Yep, they're escaping, dude. Yeah, two escapes today.
Fuck. That's not a good prison. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, that's just today. Dude, yeah, I could probably bring up the reports, dude, and it's probably not good.
At least I was trying to squeeze in some shit before fucking I go on my Halo hole in a fucking week. Turned on my Wii U for the first time in fucking 6 months. It's fucking Fatal Frame 5 is coming out this week. So I figured,
what is that? Anything about that?
Played the first two. They're really good. I fucking love the first two. It's like survival horror, but it's No, it's fucking Japanese, like whatever. Like you're in old Japanese fucking houses and shit, and like instead of collecting ammo and shit and trying to conserve your ammo, they give you a camera. So you gotta fucking ghosts and shit'll pop up and you gotta fucking pull up your camera and it'll go into first person mode. And you have to fucking try to hold the camera on the fucking the ghost or whatever, dude, and it'll be fucking weaving around and shit. You gotta hold it on there and try to until it powers up. And you fucking the longer you hold it, the more powerful it'll be. The fucking does more damage and shit. But I mean, that's it just gives it more the shit more time to get up next to you and fuck you up, you know. So you get a balance between all right, I'm holding the fucking thing, dude, trying to get it still, and it'll dart back and forth. It'll fucking go behind you and shit, and you're trying to hold the camera on it, you know. So it's just fucking the risk reward type thing. Shit fucking pops up, dude. You jump back a little bit, you still gotta fucking pull the camera up and fucking hold it, you know. It's pretty good. It's good fucking mechanic, and it'd be fucking cool for the Wii too with the gamepad. You gotta hold the gamepad up the camera and fucking you know what I mean, that. Like one game that would actually work on the fucking Wii U and justify that fucking giant fucking monstrosity of a fucking controller.
The Wii U, it has a controller? I thought it was all just one fucking thing.
Well, it's that pad, you know. It's got the buttons and shit on it and the sticks or whatever, but it's still that giant fucking pad, you know. So I was looking forward to that. I've been looking forward to that since I got the fucking Wii U, you know what I mean? One of the reasons, it's finally out. But so you go to fucking, it's Monday, cool, I'll fucking start it up. Dude, there's so much dust on it, dude, on that fucking gamepad is ridiculous. Dude. It took me fucking good 10 minutes of scrubbing, fucking spitting on it to fucking wipe the shit down. And I fucking go to get it, dude. It's not there because guess what? It's fucking Japanese shit, dude. It doesn't release on fucking Tuesday like everything else. They gotta wait till fucking Friday.
Oh, was Metal Gear like that too?
No, but I mean that's like a big release. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We don't talk about Metal Gear anymore.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
So, yeah, I was like, fuck, dude, fucking couldn't get it, which is awesome. That means I'll have 2 days to play it, Saturday and Sunday, before fucking Halo comes out. It's a pretty rough.
Yeah. That's gonna be cool.
So wanted to fucking play, man. Playing a shit ton of Forza, dude. I was like fucking, you know. But I was like, I gotta fucking squeeze in at least like one more like horror game before fucking the end of all fucking civilization on fucking the 27th. Actually, I downloaded fucking the second Amnesia, which I never played. I played that for like fucking an hour before I passed out. Seemed alright, dude. People seem to give that game shit, but from what I mean, I only played like an hour of it, but it's pretty cool. I was just fucking like just walking around and shit and fucking solving like puzzles and fucking shit's happening. Fucking kids, little kids running around, fucking Vision's getting all fucked up. Like, yeah, that seemed alright. Keep playing that. So I just got that 1 week. 1 week till fucking 0 hour.
You still doing the live stream, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. If this turns out alright, like I said, I'm doing a little behind the curtains experiment here. I got fucking a couple, like, couple things set up so I can fucking record and talk at the same time. So if that's the case, I can fucking do the live stream and fucking record the podcast, you know what I mean? As I'm playing. So if you're down to fucking play multiplayer at some point that day, I'll just fucking start recording. I might be like a little bit off the cuff and a little bit unscripted. I'm like our usual professional fucking recordings, but
Whatever.
My just a little warning. Might be a little rough around the edge. I don't know. Right now I hear like an echo of myself as I'm fucking talking, so I don't know. This might turn out kind of crappy too. We'll see.
Whatever.
See what happens. I mean, all our listeners, you know, just give us the feedback.
Dude, it's three more escapes, dude. You fucking kidding me? Where are they getting out? What the fuck?
You gotta lock that shit down.
Dude, I thought I was good. I fucking got gates everywhere, dude. I got tunnels. I plugged them up. What am I missing? Oh, that's bullshit. Hey, they just find their way out, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's crooked guards.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking cages. I finished Uncharted, the other two games, 2 and 3.
Okay, what'd you think of those?
Two is pretty good. Like right off the bat, like, it was fucking way better than one. Like fucking, you know, as you like jumping around, like climbing shit, that shit was a lot better than fucking one, you know. And the combat in that game still felt like shit though. It's fucking awful. Like fucking, dude, it's so bad. There's a fucking ton of it too. Dude, it's like at the end, dude, the very end, I'm like, alright, dude, I'm fucking like at this doorway, dude, and fucking guys just keep pouring out of the door, like over and over, like fucking probably like at least like 100 of them, dude, just coming out of this door, like 5 at a time, dude, and fucking just keep like killing them. And I'm like, is this like glitched? You know what? I thought it was like glitched. I'm like, fucking, dude, they just keep coming, but that's like the game, dude. It's like what they expect you to do. Just sit there, dude, just sit behind like one fucking wall, just fucking murdering people like for like fucking like 20 minutes. And just fucking so awful. It's like so bad. It's like, no, this is so fucking bad, dude. But I mean, like the fucking, dude, like the set piece shit, dude, like the fucking just like whatever, like, dude, that train level. I mean, I'm sure, dude, you fucking heard of the train level from Uncharted too. There's people talk about that shit. Like it's fucking
neck. I don't. Dude. Oh, I vaguely remember it playing it at Sean's house years ago.
That's just, that shit's good, dude. There's a couple, like, really good parts like that, dude. It's fucking, like, you know, like, it's, like, scripted. It's kind of on rails, but you still, you know what I mean? You get fucking choices what you can do. I mean, that shit's cool. It's because you're on, like, a fucking, like, a moving train, dude. And it's fucking, like, you know, you're hopping through, like, off this, you know, fucking onto the side. There'll be, like, fucking, like, signals, like, fucking train signals, like, up top. So if you stay up top, dude, it'll fucking knock you off. So you, like, go inside, like, dodging them and shit. It'll hit, like, enemies, you know. They'll, like, you're down, like, the train, like, in the car, like, hiding behind a seat, dude. And you'll try, like, you'll see a guy in front of you, like, in, like, the car ahead of you. Well, you go up to shoot them, but then like the train will turn, and it's like because it's like on like a curve, like the fucking like that car will like fucking like curve enough. So it's like fuck, I can't see him. You know what I mean? So it's fucking like it's cool, dude. Like that shit was wicked cool, and it goes on like forever, dude. Yeah. Like that was cool, dude. Like fucking those little spots are wicked cool. Oh, dude, the fucking, yeah, the combat's fucking garbage, dude. It's so bad. Like, it's they're trying to fucking, like, be, like, as, like, Gears of War as they possibly can, dude. It's fucking not even, like, close. Like, they don't know how to do it. Like, it'll be fucking, like, in the middle of a fight, and they'll have fucking just, like, it'll get shot in the back, and it's, like, out of nowhere. It's, like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell was that? And we can play again, you'll look, they'll be, like, oh, some guy just, like, popped out of a fucking closet somewhere, dude. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, set up, like, well at all. Like they don't know how to like fucking don't know how to make like combat encounters at all. Like it's awful, dude. Or you get caught up in like the fucking like, you know, oh well, you know, try to like move around a little bit. You start doing that, like jumping like, you know, platforms and shit, and you'll get like caught up on shit. He's all like fucking like bumbling around and like fucking like, you know, it's just fucking retarded. It's fucking terrible.
I don't remember 3 at all either. I don't know if that was any good.
That too, because I played that. Yeah, check my notes here. Yeah, it's a piece of shit. That was a fucking complete garbage.
Really?
That was the worst one, dude. It was fucking awful.
Wow. I didn't realize that, dude. Like that's it? Just sucked. Fuck.
I'm looking. I'm seeing what I wrote. I wrote a review on the site. Yeah, it fucking starts off. It makes you play as like young, like a little, like you're like a little kid in the beginning. Like and that shit's just fucking like stupid. I fucking hate that shit. Like why they do that? Like oh here's this guy, dude. Oh here's a flashback of him as like a little kid, and it's just fucking like he's like a obnoxious little fucking snotty piece of shit. It's like wow. I know I fucking hate this guy, dude. I hate this kid. Hate fucking everybody. but yeah, I said fucking, it looked, probably looked the best out of it. Like, graphically, it looks good, dude. It looks good, fucking, like a tech demo, you know what I mean? Like, it's barely a game again, you know what I mean? Like, it's just fucking, like, on rails, just fucking, like, oh, look how pretty this looks, and, like, fucking, just, like, there's, like, no gameplay to it.
Really?
Straightforward, dude. Yeah, fucking garbage, dude. Like the second, like I said, the second was getting better at that. Like, it actually let you play a lot of the shit, most of the shit. Fucking, it's fucking huge. Fucking step back in 3, dude. It's fucking awful. And fucking, they give you like all these like the puzzles and shit too are like ridiculous. They're like retardedly easy. Like every puzzle's just like, oh, here's like some symbols. Oh, fucking open up your notebook and fucking. Oh, look at these symbols, and I'll match them up, you know? It's fucking ridiculous. Yeah, and it's fucking, they added, like fist fights. It's like, you know, a lot of, like, you know, beating people up, like, fucking, it's just like a quick time event. It's like, oh, fucking mash, like, circle, fucking hit square. Yeah. Fucking trade. It's just, like, a ton of them, dude. They're so bad, and they fucking, they shove them in there, dude. There's a ton of them. It's fucking sucks. So yeah, I put up the review. I think the fucking last line is just game sucks shit. It's fucking garbage. It's funny too.
Yeah, it was highly touted, right? It was like everybody loved it.
I don't think, like I said, the main thing I heard was fucking odd. Just the second one's good. And it really is. You just number 2 is good. So I'm looking at that collection. It's like, wow, there's one good game in that fucking collection. A one game that was all right, dude. It's just fucking, you know what I mean. The one game that's just fucking shit. It's like, wow, it kind of sucks. I have a fucking, you know what I mean? So now it's like 4 is coming up. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I was fucking hoping I'd play that and be like, oh, cool, dude. I can look forward to 4. Now it's like, well, I played all 3 of them. Fucking 2 of them were fucking pretty shitty, so I don't know.
Yeah, I never had the PlayStation to play them. Well, I did it. I did get the PlayStation later.
PS3, right?
Yeah, but I only got it for baseball. I never played anything else on there. I just didn't care to play Uncharted, really.
Oh, it was funny too. I just heard yesterday. I was listening to something, dude. Like the fucking like this. There was a bunch of like cutscenes in 3 too. It was like literally like fucking Oh, I'm gonna say the dirty word, dude. It was like fucking Metal Gear cutscenes. You know what I mean? It's like fucking like you sit there and you fucking watch like a cutscene for like fucking like it's not like that long. Like they'll be like whatever, like 5-10 minutes or something. But it's like, dude, can I just like play the game? You know what I mean? And it's like literally just that thing, dude. You walk, like you watch a cutscene. It's like, all right, finally I can play. And like you walk 2 steps and like another one starts. It's like, dude, get the fuck out of here with this shit, dude. It's fucking awful. It's funny, dude. The story's like wicked dumb, dude, and shitty. And then like fucking, it's like these two characters, dude. Like a fucking like they start off like telling their story, dude. Then just like completely like forgets about them and just fucking like never brings them up again. And I like fucking like I was saying that, dude, before. I was talking to Lawson about that. He's like, oh no, it grew on me. Like it's pretty good. And I guess I heard like yesterday, dude, that fucking like something did happen. I guess like one of the people that was in the game like fucking like halfway through we just like quit. Like he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. We just fucking like stopped going in, just like quit. So like they wrote some garbage in to fucking like let him go. And so in the game, dude, it just fucking shows him like hop off a wall and he breaks his leg and he goes, oh, my fucking leg's broken. Like he hops off, dude, like that's it. Like they just like let him go, never talk about him again. So I guess what happened. They just wrote in some like shitty part to fucking get him out of there. That's fucking best, dude. He was a fucking disaster as far as I'm concerned. He's like nothing good about it at all.
Yeah. What about yeah, I mean, as I said, there's really nothing I enjoy on PlayStation. I mean, other than that baseball game, that's the only thing I could play, dude. Like God of War, that was okay, but it was kind of just, you know, easy and just fun.
I guess I like the first one. I like fucking the first God of War. And then I fucking played, got like halfway through two, and I'm like, dude, I'm fucking bored of just doing this shit. Like, it's not fucking doing anything for me. I just stopped playing it.
Yep, completely understandable. I mean, I don't know. Not a PlayStation guy, I'll tell you that. I used to be. Converted.
I'll tell you what sucks is the fucking PS4 controller. I know I mentioned
it's the same as the 3, right? Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah. No, it's just more of a piece of shit than the third one, I think, dude, because it's fucking, dude. I was playing Uncharted. I'm like, dude, like fucking, this guy runs fucking goofy as shit. Like I'm fucking like, just keeps like stutter stepping, like he'll fucking run for a second, then like he's like walking, then I'll run. He's all like goofy. I'm like, dude, like the fuck. And I fucking like I'm looking, dude. It's like, dude, I gotta like fucking to make him run. I gotta like fucking jam this fucking stick like a fucking madman, like up against the fucking side of the controller to make it work. Like my controller is fucked up, dude. I fucking barely use the fucking thing, dude. You know what I mean? Why is it fucking broken already? This thing's fucking like all jacked up. So I played like fucking it turns out I played the first game and fucking half of two with a fucking busted fucking controller. It's fucking ridiculous, dude. Barely fucking used. And I look online, dude, and fucking a lot of people are saying that the same shit's happened to them, dude. Like these sticks are just fucking like pieces of shit and they just fucking break all the time. And they're saying like, oh, you know, just fucking like try blowing in it like a fucking like NES card, like get all the dust out and like looking the controller and like, you know what I mean? I'm looking, dude. The thing just looks like fucking, dude, so cheap. Like they made it like a fucking like cheapest fucking Chinese piece of shit they could, dude. Like, and like the, you know, like this, like the stick, the, you know, like the stick and then like fucking where it connects, the controller is like a ball. You know what I mean? Like the fucking, the ball that fucking like
moves. Okay.
Yep. So I'm looking in there, dude. It's like it looks like they just fucking took two pieces of plastic and just like shoved them together, like glued them together, like as fucking like haphazardly as they could, dude. Just like you can see like where the two pieces connect and it's like jutting out, dude. Just fucking, it's just garbage, dude. It's just such a piece of shit. It's fucking so bad. So I tried fucking blowing in it, dude. I tried everything. I was like, dude, this isn't working. This thing's just fucked. Like, dude, I fucking probably played for like fucking like 100 hours. You know what I mean? Like total. This thing's fucking garbage already. So I had to fucking buy a new one. So that was fucking good. So it's fucking ridiculous, dude. How fucking cheap it is, dude. But on the bright side, yes, as I was ordering the controller on Amazon, I'm looking, they have like stickers they sell to fucking cover up the fucking light bar around that thing so it's not fucking blinding.
Is it that bad?
It's pretty bad, dude. Yeah, I have it on like the lowest, the dim. You can't turn it off, but you can like set it so it's dimmer. So I put on the dimmest setting, dude. But still, if you're playing a game like in like a dark room, dude, it's fucking just like right off the TV. You know what I mean? Just fucking just like whatever you're looking at, it's just a fucking. You can just see that thing like it's fucking daylight, dude. It's fucking ridiculous. So we ordered some fucking like 50-cent stickers to fucking slap on there and get rid of it.
Oh,
Fuck.
yeah. I just hired a bunch of doctors, sorry. About 20 of them.
Oh, you're gonna need them, sounds
Yep.
like.
I'm gonna fire them all actually right now. Get out of here.
This is... All right. Hey, you do that, we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Grunt Free Press podcast. Think I did something bad, Clay.
What'd you do?
Think I did a bad thing. I backed a Kickstarter.
No.
I tell you how much I hate Kickstarter, and I fucking can't stand it. I think it should fuck off, and you know what I mean? I fucking think it's a bad idea all around.
Yep, I
Yep.
do.
I put my money into one of them.
Wow.
Feel like a dirty, dirty hypocrite.
Yeah, how
What
much
do
money? That's the
I
whole thing. If you only put
Hey, you don't want to show you the entire Grunt Free Press budget for the year, dude. It's all tied into this. So,
Oh man.
you might have to work for free.
So we're fucked.
Yeah. The whole company's in going under. I don't know.
All right. Well, what about the stocks? You got that take care?
Well, once this gets out, I don't know. Well, I might just have to edit this whole part out. Oh yeah, maybe we shouldn't be talking. We should have talked about this before we started recording. Shit. Fuck.
That's too late.
I'll let it out. All right, take two. So I'm Friday the 13th is getting a Kickstarter. Well, the Kickstarter's going right now as we speak. Friday the 13th, the game, colon, the game. Yeah, looking for $700,000, and right now they're at $455,943, 7,022 backers. So,
Wow, that's a how many again?
7,022 backers.
Wow, that didn't seem like that many, 7,000. Thought it was like in the hundreds, like 400,000.
Oh no, 455, well, 456 hundred thousand dollars. I'm sorry, numbers.
Yeah, that's a lot of numbers.
Yeah, so they're looking pretty good. They're like 65% already. So you're 24 days to go. So more than likely, it's gonna get funded. But
I mean, what are your expectations? You really think it's going to be any good? Or you think it's just going to be,
well. Like I said, the reason I fucking don't like fucking Kickstarter, but the one reason I was just like, thing was it fucking needs. I think I don't know if I've talked about it that was originally already a game that was coming out called Summer Camp Volume 1. or Slasher Volume 1 Summer Camp, I think. And that was supposed to, they've been talking about that for like years. Like, it's fucking kind of supposed to be coming out like soon, I thought, you know. And then I guess they got the Friday the 13th license. They're like, fuck it, we'll just fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking take what we have and just fucking, you know what I mean? It was pretty much just a Friday the 13th ripoff anyway, just like without like Jason, you know what I mean? Like, they made their own guy, their own fucking slasher. They're like, fuck it, they got the license. They're like, all right, let's fucking go all in, you know what I mean? Make it better, fucking put Jason, make it like real, put in fucking real like Camp Crystal Lake, you know what I mean? Try to get more money so we can make it like at least like a little, you know, bigger budget. So I would have bought it anyway if it fucking came out today. I'd fucking spend fucking $65 on it. So fucking I threw in $65. I get my name in the credits. Might do a little grunt free press advertising there, you know, get the word out
after okay. people
get it, you know.
I like it.
They got a lot of the team too that fucking worked on the movies is working on the game too, helping out. Fucking, we've met a couple of them, fucking Tom Savini and fucking Kane Hodder and shit. They're all there, fucking working on it. Fucking Kane Hodder is doing like the fucking motion capture for Jason. So, you know.
No shit, huh? Now I wonder what kind of game this is going to be. You know, like what are we talking here?
It's asymmetrical multiplayer. So almost like you play Left 4 Dead. Well, I'm hoping it is. You play like Left 4 Dead online.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, almost like that. Only instead of like fucking, you know, 4-on-4, it's like 1-on-7. You know, or like Evolve almost, but hopefully it's better than Evolve because Evolve is shitty. But
I see. So well, the thing is though, is I mean, how you're gonna really have to make the one, like, if it's gonna be realistic and Jason, he's gonna have to be just like unbeatable.
Well, that's what they're saying anyway. This is fucking like, yeah, it's supposed to be like, you know, it's supposed to be like a fucking like huge like accomplishment to fucking kill him. You know what I mean? Hopefully they make it fucking hard as fuck to actually kill him. But you
if
can
they
set
made
up,
it like, oh dude, that could be good.
Set up like death traps and shit, like they were saying, like this fucking like it's like a sleeping bag kill from was it the remake? I guess was it the remake or what? No, it was X, Jason X, like fucking like, you know, they're gonna like set up like shit from like the movie, like fucking like, you know, we can set up like these elaborate fucking kills as Jason, like fucking, you know, put somebody in a fucking sleeping bag and just fucking bash him against a tree, so shit like that, and like fuck. Well, the other thing too, they're saying that they're doing the Kickstarters. You don't want to work with the publisher because they can make it. If they do it themselves and not getting money from like whoever, like fucking whatever, fucking EA or fucking, you know, other publishers, they can make it as gory as they want. And fucking going to put like nudity in there and fucking like, you know, sex and fucking drugs and shit, you know, they can do pretty much whatever they want. So another reason I'm like, yeah, I said, I fucking hate Kickstarter, but I'm fucking thinking about this is, it's like, not only am I fucking a huge fucking Jason fucking fanboy, but it's like, makes sense. You know what I mean? Like fucking, yeah, I'm fucking down, dude. That's fucking cool. I'll fucking go in for that. They fucking put out a trailer too, fucking showing them like whatever. Fucking Adam Sessler was on there, fucking hosting the video. It's cool, dude. It's fucking good to see the old Sessler. Haven't fucking seen him in fucking forever.
So he's back.
In some way, anyway. I mean, fucking just doing this fucking Kickstarter anyway, you know. I'm one of the few fucking journalists, dude, that fucking I gave a shit about. Yeah, good seeing him. Yeah, hopefully, dude. I mean, they're saying, like, you can, like, as, like, the counselors, you either gotta, like, fucking, so, like, a lot of shit's gonna be, like, random, like, they'll put, like, random shit in the map, like, items and shit you have to find, and to fucking, like, make, like, you gotta, like, work together to make, like, a fucking giant, like, fucking elaborate, like, trap to actually, like, kill Jason, otherwise, like, you know, you can find, like, shit around, like, you might find, like, a baseball bat or something, you can fucking, like, hit him. But it'll like just like sun him for a second, you know what I mean? And fucking like after a couple hits, it's gonna break, you know. Sounds cool. They said there's like fucking ways you can like escape. Like there'll be like a canoe. So it's like, you know, you can fucking work with a bunch of people to fucking like do whatever you gotta do to like fix up a canoe and like get out of there. But and then once you get to the canoe, you know, they'll have 7 counselors, but you can only fit fucking 2 people on the canoe. You know what I mean? So it's like the other 5 just work. Now they're like fucked. They're like stranded there, you know.
Okay.
pretty cool. So yeah, so I threw him my $65. Here's what I'm getting: the fucking exclusive playable Jason designed by Tom Savini. So yeah, fucking want that shit. Consular closed pack. Get a beta access on the PC. The game. Okay. A digital book. Oh, fuck it, dude. Said so, if the game was out fucking today, dude, I'd spend fucking $65 on it anyway. So, just sucks to get to wait a fucking year. That's the worst. So. Big celebrity backing too. Elijah Wood's tweeting about it. Fucking Frodo Baggins himself, dude. He's fucking backing it up.
No shit. I wonder what he put in.
Well, you said you heard about it too from somebody else too. So the word's spreading. So spread the word, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell everybody.
Yeah. Spread it out. That's the fucking front free press, dude. I even said, you don't want anybody, don't get any ideas. Not fucking no paid advertising. If you click on gruntfreepress.com, they got that trailer right on the front, and it's gonna stay there until until it's over. Kickstarter ends November 13th, Friday the 13th. So
get on
until then. And if they, as soon as they hit the goal too, like the 700,000 or whatever, dude, I'm probably just gonna fucking go nuts, dude, and start playing some NES Friday the 13th. Do some streams of that. That old classic.
Always. That's always a classic.
Oh, yeah, a little details. I guess as you play in the game, they'll record like the deaths and shit, like fucking, you know what I mean. So fucking, you get like some nasty fucking like brutal kill, dude. Like they'll like record it, and then like at the end of the match, they show it like a movie trailer. You know what I mean? They'll make like a movie trailer, like fucking just like all the shit that happened during the game, like highlights, you know. And they do it like 80s style with like fucking, you know, have like a filter and shit.
Really. Well,
VHS trailer, yeah, dude. Sounds fucking sweet. Said so almost sounds like, dude, I don't know if I talked about that, dude. The fucking the idea I had for a fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre game where it's just like fucking Leatherface and fucking, you know, his family chasing you down, dude, and it's fucking just like hard as shit to fucking survive, you know? And if you did, dude.
Similar to like an Amnesia, like you gotta run away.
Yeah, almost. I mean, like this is kind of like this. Like, you'd have fucking little, like, oh, you know, he might find something to fucking, like, you know, fend him off for a little bit, but he's fucking chasing the fuck down, you know, trying to murder you, fucking you up. And my idea was a little bit more, a little bit out there. I don't fucking, it worked. But my idea was fucking more, like, control-wise. I'd have it so, like, the fucking, like, running would be, like, a main mechanic. So, like, almost like, you know, you remember like track and field and like NES, you know, fucking just like AB as fast as you can type of deal. It's fucking okay. It's like that. Something like that. Only I'd want to use like the analog sticks, like fucking, so like, you know, fucking the left analog sticks, like your left foot and like the right ones, your right foot, you'd fucking go like up and down, like it's like fast, you know what I mean? Like fucking to like walk forward, like fucking you had to keep like going like left, right, trying to go as fast as you can. But then, like, if you, you know, it's like you fucking run, but then, like, if you, you know, as you were going, if you fucked up, like, say, like, you know what I mean, you fucking go to, like, the right a little bit as you're getting, like, tired or whatever, like, fucking, if you did that, then, like, you, like, a character would, like, trip up and, like, fall, you know what I mean? Then fucking Leatherface behind you with a fucking chainsaw, like, chasing you type of deal.
Yeah, dude, that would be sick.
That's my idea, the whole thing. Next best thing I got, and the more realistic one, is just fucking putting $65 in the fucking the work these guys are doing, and just fucking giving them a couple pointers in the comments. You know, I did make a Friday the 13th game myself back in the day.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Apple 2GS is a text game, like a text adventure.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, nine or ten.
Oh, no, shit.
never really completed, but it was there in working form for it's pretty meaty. I mean, I think it was like a couple discs they fucking filled. It's just all text adventure, but inventory system, all that. Yeah, you get fucking axes and shit. Yeah. So So, you know, if anybody knows it, if they should be listening to anybody in that comment section is me. You know, I get the experience. They should probably hire me on board, too.
Oh, absolutely. I would.
And for the most part, too, you know, I've only done a couple of fucking Kickstarters, dude. Like, most of them, like, in that, like, the comments section, like, people just, like, donate, like, a buck or whatever, dude, just to get, like, the... And they'll just be, like, faggots, just like, oh, well, you know, like, something, you know, they could have done this, and, you know, just be, like, gay about shit, dude. For the most part, dude, everybody in there seems, like, cool. Like, they're all, like, fucking, like, hardcore, like, fucking, like, Friday fans, dude. They're all about it, like, fucking going nuts. That's cool. One thing though, dude, the big debate in there, dude, the biggest debate is, have you seen the movies? I know we went over this last time. You ever seen a Friday?
I'm not a big movie guy.
I know, is what I'm saying, but have you ever seen any of them? The Friday the 13th or even like.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the thing. I don't like, I know I did like them, but I don't remember them like scene for scene.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
So do you know this, you know, fucking, when Jason's like fucking like hunt, like fucking like hunting people, like goes in like first person, like he'll be stalking them and he makes like a sound. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. What do you think that sound is? Like, how's it go? I don't want to say it myself. I don't want to like taint like your,
you want my taint.
Yeah. I don't want your taint, but, I don't want to give you my taint, but what's the sound that he makes?
I'm trying to remember, dude. Dude. I can't even remember. I was just gonna think, you know, like a breathing, but I don't know if I can't recall.
I know you're close. It's like a breathing type thing. But I mean, if you had to, like, you know, all right. So if you're not, I'll play it for you. All right, I got it.
Definitely.
I'm gonna play it. I'm not gonna say like what I think it is or anything else. I'm just gonna play it. All right. You hear that?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, but I wasn't sure if that's where you were going with that.
No. So how, if you had to like recreate that, like how, like, and not even spell it out, like how would you say that sounded? Like, what did you just hear?
That's almost like an echo, I suppose. Right? I mean,
I'm just saying, can you make the sound? Like, what does that sound like to you?
Like, what is it?
Wow, not I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, vocalize that. Like, I would use, like, just repeat. I'll play it again, you know what I mean? Just fucking repeat it. Listen to it, then, like, repeat it afterwards. Right?
Okay.
Can you
You're saying, like... well, something like that.
Yeah. My thing is, I always said, is, you know, chee 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 chee, like chee 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 chee.
Yep.
Oh, chee chee chee, ha ha. Chee chee chee, ha ha. Like, that's what it sounds like to me, right? Now, the thing is, like, all right, so fucking thing is that, like, people spell it out. So somebody would write, not even me, people just write like chee chee chee, ha 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 ha, like chi, like ha, like ha, like chee chee chee, ha. Right?
Okay.
Right? I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. I've fucking seen it like 100 times, right? Fucking people say like fucking, no, he's actually saying kill ma. Like, I don't get that at all. Like, how do you get that out of that? Like, kill? Like, kill would be like kick. There's no like K sound to it. It's like a, it's like a soft K, like a, you know, like a ch. Like, that's like the, you know, like, I don't.
I mean, is that like for sure? Is that what was said that?
Here's how I get, right? So we got a clip here, another clip of Harry Manfredini, who did the sound. This is what he says, but I want you to listen to the whole thing, because people are just taking the first part of this and saying, like, as he says that he takes the, what he did was take the sounds like of kill and mommy, and he took like the start, like the ki from kill. And then the ma from mom, and like maybe he did write it, like that's how he wrote it, and like the fucking the thing, like the like on in the script or whatever of like fucking like ki like ki and ma. Then like he talks about, oh, he put it through like a bunch of like you know, like processors and shit, and like you just heard the fucking sound, dude. It sounds like chi 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 ha ha ha, right?
But, yep.
All right, here's the clip.
Harry's delightful signature piece.
If you go to the end of the film, you'll see a very close-up of Betsy Palmer's musical mouth, where she's saying to herself, "Killer, Mommy.
Killer, Mommy. Killer."
I just went and I took the consonant sound of the K, K-I, from killer, and M-A from mommy. I went up to a microphone and just went, "K-." And we ran it through something called an echoplex, which was a gizmo back in the late 70s, early 80s, and it ended up coming, "K-." And that, of course, became the instant sound that I needed to bring the killer into the first reel and throughout the picture.
Right. So that's what he's saying. He's saying he took, like, the fucking, you know, K-I, the K, and the Ma, right? Then he's fucking, he put it through all that shit, and it's like, dude, like, but it turns out being, like, like we were saying. I was saying, it's fucking, this, like, it's one of those, like, things, like people, like, heard that, like, little clip, like, behind the scenes type shit. I mean, like, yeah, maybe that's how he did it, but the end result is, you know what I mean? It's this chi-chi-chi-ha-ha-ha or whatever, you know? Just saying, it's fucking just like internet truth, like fucking, oh, this little clip, that's what he said, and like whatever. But I mean, the end result is fucking chi-ha. So I don't know, fuck you. No, I'm saying it's fucking like internet nerds, dude, like fucking, regardless of what he, you know what I mean? Regardless of what he fucking, the script was or whatever. I mean, that's what it turns out being, dude, is fucking chi-ha. So go fuck yourself. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool though.
Yeah,
I like little tidbits like that of info. That's the first time I heard that. So,
oh, I said I fucking watched the movie like, you know, a million fucking times. Sure, you know, everybody else on there probably is too. But it's just fucking like, well, actually, I've watched the behind the scenes, and he said it was K-I-M-A, kill ma, like fucking, yeah, but fucking listen to it, dude. Listen to it with your ears, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, what does it sound like? So you might have started that way, but he fucking, after he puts it through, like you said, he put it through all that fucking like the effects and shit, dude. I can fucking record myself saying whatever, dude, and fucking eat shit and fucking put it through enough filters, it's gonna fucking sound like fucking Lady Gaga, like.
Yeah. Yeah, she sounds like shit anyway, though.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. So you're playing some NHL?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Got it on Amazon, $40 for the day. It was a nice deal. Figured I'd jump all over it. I like the NHL games. I mean, a little bit better than Madden, you know. It's fast paced, it's fun.
Hey, you like that? You said you only played a little bit of it, but
yeah, it's good though. It's better than the last version I played, which was what, 15? Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's the same, a little bit better.
That's the standard. Same.
That should be the EA slogan, you know. It's the same, just a little bit better. Yeah.
EA Sports, the same, a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel. It's good, though. I figured I was going to get it, and I was kind of craving a hockey game, and it's like I didn't want to spend the $60. I saw it was 40. I'm like, all right, sweet, I'll get it.
As you get a physical copy, obviously.
Yeah. Which, I don't give a shit, whatever. Sorry, I need a coffee, but there's no fucking coffee anywhere.
I'll wake it up myself.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just kind of fucking around with that. And prison, that was really it.
It's a hockey. You put a hockey fucking rink in the prison?
I don't think so. You can do a shower. Hey, you build make, a nice shower. Cold.
They like during the winter, so it freezes up.
No, I haven't noticed any weather. I don't see any weather. That's one thing. So maybe this is in, like, Florida or something. Or actually, there'd be rain. I don't know. Maybe Arizona. Where is it just fucking... it's the same all the time.
Like San Diego or some shit. Maybe it is really Alcatraz. Fucking Alcatraz.
Yeah, I'm just setting it up so I can destroy it. I'm just going to think of a way to...
Yeah, can you do that? Can you do like SimCity style? Just like fucking natural disasters. Just fucking wipe everybody off the fucking... Like an earthquake or some shit. Just fucking destroy
it. Well, that's what I haven't seen disasters like that, but there has been fires. Like there'll be a fire in the kitchen and it'll spread. You know, and it'll fuck up the whole thing. I'll have to, you know, build the whole foundation again and, you know, everything. I'm trying to set it up for a massive disaster. And just fucking see what happens, you know? That's what I used to do in the old games. I don't know why. I would just, like, build this whole thing and then just start taking shit away. I think you could, in the old SimCity, I think you could, like, prompt a fucking natural disaster.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
Right? Yeah. So that was always cool, bringing the tornado in. Like, oh, yeah. Fucking destroy it, you know? It's all right, though. I don't know how long I'm going to play.
Fuck it.
That's decent.
Speaking of disasters, I watched the second episode of The Walking Dead.
Disasters? I thought that was good.
No, it's like, no, I was thinking more like natural disasters, you know? Like human disasters or diseases. I don't know. Zombies. Zombie disasters. Yeah, that show's fucking awesome, dude. It's fucking so good. It's fucking just continues to be fucking awesome. One of the fucking best shows I've fucking seen. Within less than a minute, dude, the episode starts. It's just like some fucking, like, a teenage girl is with her fucking parents, dude. Within like fucking, like, 30 seconds to a minute, dude, she's just fucking watching them getting fucking, they're fucking eaten, their guts ripped out and shit. It's fucking great. Fucking intestines getting spilled out, dude. Fucking zombies eating them and shit. It's fucking good shit. Real good. And it fucking goes, dude. Fucking, like, the whole thing is they're setting up like the main group of this, the fallen in the show. And they're in this, like, you know, like a walled off, like, suburb now. It's all, like, pretty, like, calm and shit. And, like, you know what I mean? So they're fucking making it seem like, oh, it's just going to be, like, slow for, like, you know. They do that sometimes. Like, they'll get to a place and, like, as they, like, set up the fucking place, it'll just be, like, slow. Them, like, building, like, planting shit for, like, a couple episodes or whatever. So trying to, you know, setting it up to be like that. Like, oh, it's just going to be slow. They're talking about, like, you know, reinforcing the walls and fucking setting up, like, you know, planting shit, setting up a farm. And then just fucking shows, like, you know, some fucking broads outside just, like, smoking a butt. And it's, like, out of nowhere, dude, this fucking guy just runs up with a fucking machete. He just starts fucking hacking her up, dude. It's fucking,
oh, sweet.
It's, like, it's so good. And, like, from, it was probably, like, the halfway of the episode, dude. Like, the last half of that episode is just fucking, like, not even zombies, dude. Just, like, human fucking raiders, dude. Just fucking going in there, dude. Just fucking hacking people up, dude. Like, axes and shit, dude. Just fucking going nuts. It's fucking so good.
So good. I wish I could get into it, but, dude, I can't. I don't know. I'm still working on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what's better. It's a tough one. Game of Thrones is really good. They're both good. They both have, like, almost the same, like, pacing. You know what I mean? It's like fucking, you have, like, these, like, slow episodes. They fucking, you know, building up the characters and shit, like, whatever. And then, like, fucking, like, you know, like, intense fucking action scenes, dude. For, like, dude, fucking Walking Dead is one of the most impressive things. It was just like, you know, it's this show was kind of like lower budget. I mean, I'm sure they get money and shit, and they do like good like special effects or whatever.
Is there any gay sex?
Oh yeah, there's a gay guy in this new past couple seasons. Yeah, not like hardcore.
Not like Game of Thrones. They don't
not
fucking like
Game of Thrones. Not nearly as much like, you know. not enough, you know, there's not enough dicks for me in fucking Walking Dead. They could use a lot more. Game of Thrones just get that covered, but yeah, just fucking, just like fucking, you know, it gets you into like, oh, cool, they do like, you know, the fucking the horror, like the special effects and the gore is like real good in The Walking Dead. Then it's like, you know, you'd figure it's like, oh, they probably just fucking, this is what they do, just like the gore. Just like the actual like action scenes, dude, like fucking like the gunfights and shit, and just like fucking, just like the big action scenes are so fucking good. Like they fucking, that's like highlights of the fucking show. They don't like do it that often, but when they do, dude, it's like, wow, dude, they fucking really like, you'd figure it'd just be like some half-assed thing they fucking threw in there to get it out of the way and like make like a plot point, you know? But it's fucking so fucking well done. So good. The show's fucking really good. Fucking glad it's back.
Yeah, maybe I'll give it a chance one day.
That's just, dude, just fuck, if you don't care, just watch the, watch like, yeah, that last, like, the newest episode, just whatever. It's fucking pretty good. This is fucking pretty good shit. It is one of those shows, too. It's fucking, you know, it follows, like, for, like, it's on, like, season, like, six now. It's almost like Game of Thrones, just, like, following them, like, throughout, you know? So it is better to fucking watch them in a row, but if you just want to fuck, if you don't give a shit, you just want to see some just fucking random fucking gore and shit, dude, it's fucking good.
Yeah, maybe one day. Maybe when I get to that.
Yeah. After you've beat The Witcher and Halo.
Yeah, when I get Halo Reach.
Yeah, and Halo Reach comes in the mail. Yeah.
And, maybe someday.
Tomb Raider. Yeah. Finish Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tomb Raider. I forgot about that.
I was thinking about fucking going through that again, just to do it, you know? That's a fucking such a good game. But it does take a while. There's a good, like, 30 hours, probably. It's just like, oh, I don't know, do I want to fucking, by the time I fucking finish that, dude, the fucking new one will be out. Or again, like I said, you'd have, like, fucking 7 days and counting until fucking the Master Chief fucking drops in.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I saw a fucking dude from Giant Bomb on my friend's list playing it. I just want to send him a message. Like, oh, you fucking faggot. Fucking piece of shit.
What, playing it now?
Yeah.
What, like some kind of fucking, what is it?
Well, it's that review. You know, he's probably got a review copy of it. But I just want to send him a message. Like, you fucking piece of shit. Like, fucking, you know.
Yeah, like, I hate you, cocksucker. So I got City Skylines loaded up here.
I already check it out.
Yeah, fairly quick. Nice. I'm sure it'll be very boring. Well, but whatever.
Hey, building cities, you know, more exciting can I get? You don't want a fucking civil engineering job?
Yeah, dude, this is what I'm going to build a resume. I'm going to bring it to architect schools and be like, dude, look what I did in this. I'll get hired, dude. Reminds me of that. I saw one time some guy sent like his resume to fucking some college football team, like talking about how he played like Madden or something all the time. And yeah, he's like, dude, he like broke down his whole fucking like record and all this shit. Like, dude, you fucking kidding me?
Take him?
No, I don't think so. I remember seeing that story, though, a while ago.
Yeah, I sent fucking NASCAR, dude, my fucking Forza record, dude, and I'm still waiting to hear back from them.
Yeah, soon enough.
I already quit my job, so, I mean, it better fucking come soon. Yeah. I heard a little scuttlebutt that they're sending fucking beta or alpha code to the fucking Doom. Keep checking.
There's a new Doom, huh?
Oh, yeah. They've been talking about that since fucking like 2 years ago. The fucking dude, the alpha code, I don't know if it's alpha or beta, but the codes they're sending out is from fucking, remember Wolfenstein? It fucking came out like March of like last year or something. Like fucking, it was almost like almost a launch title. I think it was supposed to be, but it got pushed back or whatever. The new Wolfenstein. The beta codes they're from that. Like if you bought fucking Wolfenstein back then, dude, they're sending beta codes like now. You know, I'm still waiting for mine. That'd be fucking. I can't wait, dude. I fucking love Doom. Yeah, fucking what I seen, dude. That game looks amazing. Some news of something I don't have. Checking my email news.
Yeah. I don't know. I was never a big Doom guy. I liked it.
Really?
I never loved it, you know?
I was fucking obsessed with Doom, dude. Absolutely fucking obsessed. It's fucking like half my fucking like childhood is fucking playing Doom, listening to fucking White Zombie fucking playing on my boombox beside me, dude. That was fucking it. That was my life. Fucking age like 13 to like 25, maybe.
Damn.
Mainly, fucking the one I like started on, dude. Was I never had like a good computer that could run it, dude. So fucking the first one was like Doom 64, dude. I really got into, and then fucking like eventually get a fucking computer, dude. And just fucking got all the old ones, dude. And there, those are still good, dude. I fucking remember playing it on like they put them on the old ones on 360 or 1 and 2 anyway, dude. Fucking playing that, dude. They're still wicked fun games. It's so good. You got anything else, or we got a special guest to take us out?
Yeah. No, you can bring him in.
All right. Are you there, Ralph? Ralph, you there?
You good to camp blood, ain't you?
God damn it, Ralph. Get out of here. Go on, get. Leave people alone.
You'll never come back again.
Oh, shut up, Ralph.
It's got a death curse.
Messenger of God, you're doomed if you stay here. This place is cursed. Cursed. It's got a death curse.
Who are you? What do you want?
God sent me.
Get out of here, man.
I got to warn you. You're doomed if you stay. Go. Go!